Hey everybody, this is Tizer Evans with Grind, Sell, and Elevate. And this week, I'm going to be covering three ways to become more disciplined. So if you're watching this video, you're someone who's maybe struggling with having daily discipline to get you to where you want to be. So my goal is to provide you three tips to help you become more disciplined on a daily basis to get you to your long and short-term goals. So the first thing, talking about goals, to becoming more disciplined is setting goals. So first you need to set your goal, set your target on what you want to accomplish. So many people miss this crucial component on what they want to achieve with their life or how much they want to achieve for a quarter, a year, 5 year, 10 year goal. And so they have an idea kind of in their mind where they want to be, but they don't write it out very specifically where they want to be. And I've talked a lot about target setting, setting micro goals. So number one, if you want to become more disciplined, you have to understand why you want to become more disciplined and what you're trying to accomplish, whether that's becoming a better husband or a better father, making more money at work, getting a promotion, starting a business, becoming more involved with your spirituality or your faith. So you have to understand first where you want to be, and it has to be very, very specific. So write down your goal, then you can start to work on an action plan of how you need to get there to implement the daily disciplines. So rule number one, figure out what goal it is that you want or you're trying to achieve. All right, and the second thing that we're gonna talk about, it goes right in hand with goal setting, is setting a morning routine. You should have a nice, simple morning routine that gets you up and energized for the day. What you wanna do in the morning is you wanna frame your mind to be positive. Once it gets you in the right state of mind to tackle your day and tackle your goal, right? So for me personally, I like to accomplish these things in the morning. I like to meditate. I like to read 10 pages out of a book. I like to say the things that I'm grateful for. I definitely go to the gym every single morning, and I like to journal. So I wake up at 4:45, and by 8 o'clock, I have in some variation accomplished those tasks. Normally for me personally, it's like get up, I drink some water, I say the things I'm grateful for, I have some meditation, I pack my lunch, get my coffee ready, I head to the gym. After a nice long workout, I get to my office, I read a little bit in a book while no one's there, and then I journal about my daily goals, things that are on my mind, so on and so forth. So that's just a little bit of how I start my day. You know, I'm pretty religious. I do this 6-7 days a week. I don't take days off on the weekends unless I've just been completely exhausted working, you know, 14, 15, 16 hours. Sometimes I'll allow myself to sleep in until 6 or 7 on the weekends, but I'm pretty disciplined with still getting up early. So if you're just gonna start this, a nice morning routine, at least start it 3 to 4 days a week. If you're someone who gets up at 7, 7:30, 8 o'clock, just do this, set yourself back a half hour every day until you get to a point where you can wake up at, you know, 5:30, 6 o'clock every morning. That would be my recommendation. I think if you can set the narrative for your day with a lot of positivity, you're gonna feel a lot more confident. You're gonna already have accomplished a lot by 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, and that confidence is gonna bleed over into the rest of your day to accomplish and tackle a lot more of your long-term goals. So number two, set a nice, simple morning routine, something that you can stick with. Now, if you're someone who has a hard time getting up, a couple recommendations, set your alarm clock across the room. After you get up and turn off your alarm clock, walk right into the bathroom and drink some water and brush your teeth. Those two things, maybe even put a little water on your face. All those things combined should get you up and ready to go. Go have some meditation, read a book, do a quick workout. Any of those number of combinations or all of them like I do will help get you in the right state of mind. Now, the third thing to help you stay more disciplined, and this is, again, you see something that's really, really simple, but very, very effective, is to remove temptations from your life. If you're someone who wants a stronger body or someone who's really struggled with weight, why do most people struggle with weight? What is it? It is food. It is your diet. I've seen a ton of people day after day after day after day after day in the gym, and they don't make any progress because whatever they're putting into their mouth the other 23 hours of the day when they're not in the gym is causing them to not have the gains that they want when it comes to their body. If you're someone who struggled with weight and you want to have a healthier body, then the easiest thing to remove temptations is not put them into your life. When you go to the grocery store, don't buy any sweets, don't buy any snacks. Don't buy high carb food items. You know, don't buy the bag of chips. Don't buy the ho-hos or the ding-dongs or whatever people eat nowadays. You know, don't buy the Coke. Don't buy the Diet Coke. Just buy the nice water. Maybe buy an unsweetened tea if you need something. So it's really just removing the temptations from your life that's gonna help you to stay disciplined and help keep you on the right track for your goals. Now, again, going back to number two, setting your day right and going to the gym is gonna have a compound effect. If I'm someone who's already spent 60, 90 minutes in the gym, that might be a lot more likely to think about eating a bag of cookies for lunch than I would have if I had not gone to the gym. But you know, when it comes to other things, not weight loss, when it comes to work, you know, a lot of people get really distracted at work. They get focused off their goals during the day because, you know, they check their Instagram, they check their Facebook, or they check their personal email, and it distracts them and derails them from being productive and hitting their goals. So for me, I've talked about this before. When I am making phone calls or I am engaged in work, my phone is on silent on a docking station. I will typically check it every 60 to 90 minutes to one, make sure my wife has not called me, and this make sure there's nothing wrong with my kids. But two, I have a lot of people reach out to me personally on my cell phone, although I have a direct line at work, so I don't want to miss any business related items. But I don't check my social media, so I don't get down into a Twitter or Instagram or Facebook rabbit hole and take 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes away from my time of being productive. So number three, very simple, just remove temptations from your life at all costs. So you have to plan that out ahead of time. So if you go back to the weight loss example, when you're in the grocery store, it starts there. If you don't buy the food, then it's not in your house. If it's not in your house, you're not gonna eat it. Then you'll be a lot more likely to have a healthier, cleaner diet, therefore better, healthier lifestyle, right? So with anything, you gotta plan, remove temptations, remove distractions from your life. You gotta set your goals. And for me personally, you gotta wake up morning and set that narrative correct right away to get the day started correctly. So if you guys like the video, please give me a thumbs up. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. I post videos weekly, things like this, ways to stay motivated, disciplined, different sales techniques, tips. I do a book review once a month on something that's gonna help impact your life. And then I always do a monthly video on different ways to elevate your life. So stay tuned for all those videos. I said again, turn on your notifications after you subscribe. I post weekly. My name is Tyzer Evans. Thanks so much for watching Grind, Sell, and Elevate, and I'll talk to you guys soon.